8:37 on this Tuesday morning, December 6th. Just 25 days left in the year, for goodness sakes. Steve Courtney joining us, WJR senior news analyst, with some good news for a guy we'll always kind of think of one of us. Right, Steve?
Indeed there, Dub. Good morning to you, my friend. Hello again, everyone. Yeah, it is wonderful to be Justin Verlander. First and foremost, this conversation brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more. Okay, so it was last November that Justin Verlander, fresh off a World Series victory with the Houston Astros, opted out of a deal that would have paid him $25 million in 2023. Pocket change for what he's making. And I'll add, at that particular point in time, many under the impression, yeah, he opted out, but chances are he'll stay with Houston. Yeah, about that. The three-time Cy Young Award winner has agreed to a two-year, $86 million deal with the New York Metropolitans. This deal also includes a vesting third-year option. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, Justin Verlander is going to turn 40 in February. He returned an amazing story from Tommy John surgery to lead the Astros to their second World Series championship in 2022. Along the way, he had the lowest ERA in the majors, and by that was a unanimous winner of his third Cy Young Award. He went 18-4 with a 1.75 ERA, 185 strikeouts and 28 starts this past season, and, might I add, he made his ninth All-Star team. You'll recall, JV won Game 5 in Philadelphia for his first World Series victory of his pretty darn good career, then became a free agent, as I mentioned, in November. So with the Mets, here's the deal. They lost their two-time Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom, to the Texas Rangers via free agency. The Mets will now pair Verlander with his old buddy, Max Scherzer, who is also a three-time Cy Young Award winner.
Wow.
You'll recall J.V. Paul and Max Scherzer. They were Tigers together from 2010 through 2014. Each won a Cy Young Award during that time. Six combined All-Star appearances in that span and a combined 169 wins, but yet the Tigers never won a World Series. Mm. Now, as far as the two go, are they buddies? According to reports, they are competitive and not the best of buddies.
Really?
So there's that. But the Mets in the National League East, they are very competitive. So you know what? Maybe the thought process of JV leaving Houston to go to New York is the desire to win a World Series championship with two different teams. And I will point out, Justin Verlander made four starts against the National League East last season, not giving up a single earned run in 25 innings pitched. For his career, he has a 2.14 ERA against the National League East, which is the best against any division, according to ESPN stats. So he's got built-in success in the division he's going to.
And built-in big money. $25 million sounds great, but then he turns around and gets over $43 million a year, guaranteed for 2 years, with, you just told us, an additional year added on. Are we, at 40 years of age, Sean Bellegian, are you ready to call him the Tom Brady of baseball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had, Steve, I'm sure you'll agree, he had arguably the best year of his career at 39. And I think a strong argument could be made that this past campaign was his best year ever. It's incredible.
Yeah, and Sean, there's some numbers to back up your statement. Verlander completed at least six innings in 22 of his 28 starts. He accumulated 175 innings during the regular season, striking out 185 hitters and walking only 29. So that is very efficient. But, you know, listen, that being said, Father Time waits for no one. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's going to have a complete collapse in the upcoming year at the age of 40, because clearly his numbers from last year don't reflect that. However, that was then. This is now. Is it a calculated financial risk by the Mets? at this particular point in time, Sean, I would have to say kind of.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Justin Verlander here.
Big, big investment, over $86, $87 million for 2 years. That's a big, big gamble. Whoever made that gamble, if they're wrong, they won't be in a Mets in the Mets organization much longer.
Well, a very good team last year, Steve, as you know, and don't look now, but this is a 2-year contract, right? This is a guy who's only 56 wins away from 300 wins. Not that long ago, people thought in this era with pitch counts, a guy didn't have a chance to get to 300 wins. This is a guy in the next couple of years that's going to make a run for that. It, wow. It's amazing to see that.
Yeah, is he going to be the highest paid Met?
I think that's still Bobby Bonilla, right? There's a joke there, Steve, but Bobby
Bonilla
is being paid money every year, like until 2078. It's incredible.
What? I don't know the story. You'll have to fill us in later on that one.
He's been out of the league for, 7, 8 years, maybe a little longer, and there is actually Bobby Bonilla Day where he gets his check.
Are you kidding me?
No.
They're still paying this guy 7 or 8 years after he's been playing?
Oh, it's about 15 years after he's playing now, and it's going to continue for a few more years.
Is his agent available? Do you know?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Just a reminder, fellas, this update brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford. Why don't you go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in beautiful Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com.
Thank you, Steve Courtney. Thank you, Sean Bellegian. Thank you, Justin Verlander, for giving us something to talk about. Here it is.